The makers of Blue White Flakes present another performance of Katie's Daughter, the story of Nana Harris, the lovely young actress who lives on Park Avenue and whose mother is Katie Harris, Hamburger Katie, who runs a restaurant on the waterfront. This is a story of two worlds, which asks the question, how far should a mother sacrifice to give her daughter advantages in life she herself never had? Hear that signal, ladies? That means last call, last final opportunity to send in and get Katie Harris's exciting fashion jewelry offer. A glorious bridal wreath pin, a jewel piece that will always remind you of your own wedding, of all the joy and happiness of your bridal day. But whatever happens, post your letter before day after tomorrow, Sunday midnight. That's final deadline. It's literally now or never. Now just close your eyes and try to picture how you'll prize this unusual pin. You can remember the excitement and thrills of your own wedding, and you can imagine how this radiant pin, with all its sentimental beauty of pure white bridal wreath flowers, could be chosen by Katie, just to bring back all the tenderness and beauty of that wonderful moment in your life. You'll cherish and adore it every time you put it on. Visualize it with me. Inspired by the beautiful white sweeping branches of bridal wreath flowers, this is a big dramatic pin. It actually measures over 2.5 inches high by 1.75 inches across. The base is 6 large leaves intertwined in 2 tones of green, and rising in graceful curving outlines from the leaves are 3 sprays of bridal wreath sculptured in radiant white, all set off by scintillating sparkles of golden colored accents. Think how this glamorous pin will add a smart new fashion note to your fall suit, coat, dress, or blouse. You'll be the envy of every friend, and we offer it almost as a gift, simply to reward old users and win new ones to Blue White Flakes. They blow and wash. To get your bridal wreath pin, complete even to a safety clasp, just cut the letter B from a blue-white box top. Then mail it with your name and address and only 25 cents a quarter to Katie Harris, Box 42, New York City 8. That's Katie Harris, Box 42, New York City 8. Last call. Post your letter before Sunday midnight. Hurry to get your own bridal wreath pin. Offer good only in the United States. Now, Katie's Daughter. It seems that fascinating Ned Brandon has pushed aside every obstacle to marrying Nana. He has found the strength Katie has said he would have to find to marry Nana and to stop asking who or what her family is. It's mid-afternoon, and on New York's fashionable Park Avenue, in the library in the Brandon home, Ned's mother, Josephine Brandon, is alone. She is greatly disturbed.
I must stop Ned's marrying her. I won't let him throw his life away on Katie Harris's daughter. I mustn't permit myself to think for one moment that I'm helpless. It's just as my attorney, Clyde Jackmuth, said. Money alone is power. And I have money. I can stop Ned's marrying Nana Harris with money. No matter how noble and self-sacrificing Katie Harris may seem to be, she's not indifferent to money. Why has she worked so hard all these years to make that restaurant on the waterfront, Hamburger Katie's, a success? Oh, yes. She's just as eager as the rest of the world to get what money she can from any source. The difference between Katie and me is, I'm infinitely clever. I know what to do. I'll talk to Katie Harris myself. Why, yes. It's always better to take the offensive. I'll insist that Katie stop the marriage herself. I'll offer her money. I'll get her out of New York. I'll telephone her now. I'll call her at the restaurant. Won't Katie be surprised to hear my voice? Hello? Operator? Yes, operator. I want the number of a small restaurant that's far downtown on the waterfront.
Mrs. Brandon.
Oh, one moment, please, operator. Hold the line. Good afternoon, Clyde.
Mrs. Brandon, you aren't trying to telephone.
Yes, I'm asking information for her number.
Well, you're mad. Put that phone down.
Well, hello, operator. No, I don't want the number. Thank you just the same.
You were about to telephone Katie Harris.
Why shouldn't I talk to her? and try to force some reason into our mind. I'm not going to let my son marry her daughter.
Mrs. Brandon...
You don't... know what Katie is. Katie knows what she is, too. She's never been stupid about that. She was a waitress in some cheap restaurant when she married Terry Harris. She's the most ordinary type of woman. Uneducated, unambitious, completely simple.
Mrs. Brandon...
Don't you understand, Clyde? That's why she's left the girl alone all these years. It's why she's remained in the background. Katie Harris loves her daughter.
Well, of course she loves her, and she'll do anything within her power to bring her happiness.
Marrying Ned won't give Nana happiness. I'll see to that.
Well, Katie believes that it will.
I don't believe it. I think the woman wants Nana to go on in the theater. They're both stage struck.
Now listen, every mother wants to see her daughter married to a man who can give her security.
Oh.
And Nana Harris is desperately in love with your son.
Listen, Clyde, you're an attorney. You know a great deal about human nature.
I do.
Now it stands to reason that Katie knows she'd have to give Nana up forever if she married Ned.
So?
You know how I've felt. I've been afraid the woman might cause me trouble. But she's not going to try anything like that if Nana's married to my son.
Oh.
Now, we can be sure that Katie's facing the future just as I am. Nana's all she has. Do you think she can enjoy looking forward to a future without Nana?
No, Mrs. Brandon, I don't.
I'll lose Ned if he marries that wretched girl. But it won't be the same for me as it will be for Katie.
Yes, but Mrs. Harris is the type of person who is capable of amazing self-sacrifice.
I tell you, there's a way to reach her, to appeal to her, and to get her to stop the wedding.
Now, please, don't take the risk.
I've got to take it.
Well, you can't take the chance of Ned's learning the truth.
But Katie seems to want to forget the past.
Yes, I know. She told me that, Mrs. Brandon. But remember, we've never gotten to the bottom of what that greenhouse owner on Long Island knows.
He has some kind of information.
Yes, he has. I tell you, the situation is extremely dangerous. You can't forget that Katie Harris believes that you and your husband made your fortune on an idea you stole from Terry Harris.
I don't want Ned to hear that accusation.
Well, certainly you don't.
But something will have to be done.
Well, now, please, stay out of it yourself, Mrs. Brandon. I beg you.
I've got to do something, and so have you. It seems to me that this is very like the situation before Nana Harris opened in the play. You promised me you'd get her out of the theater.
Well, I tried.
You failed, and you'll fail this time. Nana from nowhere is going to marry my son. And none of us are smart enough to do anything to stop it.
Nana, darling, this time we're going to be married and no person and no power can stop it.
Yes, Ned. I believe it too this time.
Darling, a few moments ago... Just after I'd come into the apartment, you said there was only one thing you keep thinking of.
Yes, Ned.
Honey, what is it?
Oh, darling, I wish you could know how happy I want you to be after we're married. I don't want anything to trouble you. I couldn't bear for there to be anything disturbing. Oh, I hate to think there'd be any time when we couldn't be honest with each other.
There's not going to be, Nana. And we're going to be married within 2 weeks, you've promised.
I know.
Aren't you glad?
Oh, darling, you don't have to ask.
Well, I want to hear you tell me you're happy. I want everything to be as perfect and beautiful as you look wearing your bridal wreath pin.
You're being so sweet and dear, Ned. You said you'd never ask any more questions about my people.
I'm not going to, and I don't want you to bring up the subject now.
No, I'm not. But it hurts me when things aren't and can't be the way you want them.
Darling, please, believe me, nothing matters but the fact that we're going to be married?
On a Saturday before a matinee. And then I'll play 2 performances and we'll go away Saturday evening and have Sunday and Monday together.
Uh-huh, and we'll have you back at the theater in time for the performance Monday night.
Oh, Ned, and you wanted a honeymoon in South America. In some of the lovely places you've told me about.
Mm-hmm. We'll just have to postpone that trip until after Bright Promise closes.
But you don't want to do that,
darling, Ned. I love you. I want us to be married soon.
Oh, Ned, I wish everything could be just as you'd like for it to be.
It's Leland Post's fault that it isn't. I must say it's strange of him to want to give us our wedding breakfast before the Saturday matinee.
Well, if you'd rather he didn't, why didn't you say so, darling?
Oh, well.
Was it because your mother is so against our marriage?
Darling, Nana, now please don't think of that. Oh, honey, why won't you think about how perfect everything will be for us once we're married? Darling... Nothing else is important, you know that.
Yes, Ned.
Well, say it as if you mean it.
Oh, I do mean it with all my heart.
Oh, darling.
I love you. I want to be your wife, Ned.
Oh, honey.
There's nothing that can stop us from being happy. And being together and caring for each other is the most important thing on earth.
An hour later, in the picturesque old building on the waterfront that houses Hamburger Katie's, Katie is in her own room upstairs when she looks up and sees...
Nana!
Oh, Mama Katie, dearest.
Why, honey.
Don't scold me for coming down to see you, dear. I had to come. And nobody saw me come in the building. I've just left Ned, Mom. And I wanted to tell you what we're planning to do.
About getting married. Oh, Nana, you and Ned have made definite plans. You've really set your wedding date.
Well, yes, dear. Oh,
tell me about everything.
Well, we're going to be married on a Saturday morning. We'll have a church wedding, of course.
Well, of course. You simply must have a church ceremony.
Well, it'll all be very simple, Mom. Friends at the theater are going to help me plan it.
Friends at the theater help you plan your wedding. You said something about Leland Post giving you a kind of reception afterwards. You said he wanted to.
Yes. Oh, Mom, darling, dearest.
Nana. Now, Nana, what's the matter?
We're talking about my wedding and you...
And I what? Now, there's nothing to be upset about. You know how much I want to hear. And I'm even glad you came down to the restaurant today, since nobody recognized you coming in. Now, Nana, acting like this won't do, precious. All of this is so thrilling. Why, there's no way to even say how much it means to me.
Oh, I'm so happy, Mom, and so upset about things, too. Oh, dearest, I love you.
I love you, Nana. And I want you to be happy more than I want anything else in life. You know that, don't you, Nana?
I think I do, Mom.
It's like this, and don't you forget it. When you're happy, well, it means everything in my life has come out for the best.
But my wedding, I know you want to be there.
Nana, I know how beautiful it'll be. I don't have to see you on your wedding day to know that you're the loveliest bride that's ever been. Don't think of me at all, precious. Just think of yourself and Ned Brandon.
But in Katie's heart is the cry...
Nana's wedding day. The happiest and most beautiful day in her life. And I can't be near her. How can I bear it not to see Nana's wedding?
You'll want to hear Monday's very thrilling chapter of Katie's Daughter. Final call, ladies. Last chance. Last opportunity to take advantage of Katie's romantic fashion jewelry offer. A lovely bridal wreath pin, yours almost for the asking. This is the pin Katie chose to celebrate your wedding, to bring back the thrills and happiness of your bridal hours. It's big, dramatic, more than 2.5 inches high. Its base is 4 intertwined leaves in 2 tones of green, and rising from this are 3 sprays of pure white bridal wreath blossoms. It's absolutely in the forefront of smart style today, just the thing to add charm and beauty to your coat, dress, suit, or blouse. To get your bridal wreath pin, get blue-white flakes. They blow and wash at the same time. Then cut the letter B from the box top and mail it with your name and address and only 25 cents a quarter to Katie Harris, Box 42, New York City 8. Post your letter before Sunday midnight. That's final deadline. Send for your bridal wreath pin now. Katie's Daughter is from the original radio play by Frank and Ann Hummert and produced under their supervision. Dialogue by Helen Walpole. Anne Marie Geyer plays Nana. Grace Coppin plays Katie. Katie's Daughter will be heard in its next performance on the air on this station at this time Monday, 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time, presented by the makers of Blue White Flakes. Until then, this is Ken Bangert saying goodbye for Blue White, the new revolutionary product that blues and washes at the same time.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.